May I ask you to turn your Bible to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. It's a very long chapter, as usual. Most of the chapters in John are long. John chapter 6. John presents the gospel to us in a mixture of signs and wonders and teaching. And we tend to focus on the signs and wonders, healing, miracles, but sometimes overlook the teaching and the argument of the truth. So when you look at the very last part of John today, first I would like to remind you of the structure of this chapter. Chapter 6 starts with the feeding of 5,000. And I believe you are familiar with this miracle. 5,000 were fed and 12 baskets left. And followed by Jesus was walking on the sea, another miracle. And after that, Jesus started to teach the people surrounding him. Many people came to look for Jesus, and they had one question: what should I do in order to serve God? And Jesus gave them the answer step by step. And from verse 31 onwards, Jesus declared that he is the bread of life. And you can see the connection. 5 loaves and 2 fish become the food for 5,000. Or if you include the women and children, it could be 20,000 people. Is that enough? But Jesus continued to declare that he is the bread of life. But when come to after this, from chapter 60 onwards, and that is the lesson for today, the key word for this passage, for the very last part of John chapter 6, is Peter said, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. And we need to think, why did Peter say this? With what foundation he said this? And if you look at this passage, I'm not going to read through from verses 60 onward. But there is a, when we come to verse 68, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. After the miracle, many were fed, many were healed. But when they asked for more, Jesus did not feed them again with the physical food. But Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And some or many were disappointed and left. And Jesus asked his disciples, are you leaving too? And Peter took the lead to answer, Lord, to whom shall we go? And I think we need to ask this question in order to examine our belief. To what extent do you believe? Is that true that you have believed and you have come to know that Christ is the Holy One of God? The words of eternal life, if you trace this concept way back, maybe go back to the Old Testament, or you can ask yourself today, how far can you understand eternal? We know that our lives, our days are numbered. There is a limit of our life on earth. Where can we grab the concept of eternity? I think that is beyond our ability, unless it is given. And given by who? Only God, the eternal God, is able to give us this concept. And praise God for that. And when you go back to the Old Testament, as early as in the first book, Genesis, Abraham called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Abraham came to know this God. And he said, this is the everlasting God. And followed by in Numbers, the fourth book in the Old Testament, it was recorded that the Lord said, as I live, declares the Lord, he is the eternal one. And after that, in many, many passages, you will find like Judges, David, and many prophets, they declare in the name of the living God, the everlasting God. And that is the concept in the Old Testament. And we know the Word became flesh and lived among us. And Jesus wants to bring us this good news to tell us you are granted, you are given the eternal life. But how can we understand? How can we grab that and become ours? And in verse 60 of chapter 6, when many of his disciples heard it, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, do you take offense at this? Whenever you read the Bible, you must pay attention. Like when in verse 60, it says, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? The people who heard Jesus saying, but what did they hear? And you need to go back, because the Bible is continuous. You have to look at the previous passage. And before that, in verse 53, it's very important. So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Do you find this difficult? How can you understand this? We have different background from the Jews. I know many Chinese and many Filipinos like to eat blood. May I urge you, stop that. There is very clear teaching in the Bible. You should not eat blood. I shared this before. But I want to emphasize, so the Jews were taught when they were very young, each and every one, they were taught, you should not eat blood, for there is life in the blood. And now someone coming to tell them, you drink my blood. Is that shocking? It's terrible. Sometimes when we are Christian for too long, we cannot understand how those people outside see us. I approach an old woman, very old. I ask her, have you heard Jesus? This lady was a Cantonese. So I asked her in Cantonese, 你有没有听过耶稣啊? Have you heard of Jesus? And she looked at me, 好食冇? Is it nice to eat? She thought 耶稣, 椰子酥 or 叉烧酥, something edible, some type of food. She had no concept whatsoever about Jesus, who he is. And I asked her, I know I'm talking to a wall. And I turned and asked her, do you know church? And she said, oh, I know. There is a church near my house. Then I asked, have you ever stepped into the church? She said, no, I dare not. Why? He said, someone told me, you better don't enter that building. Those people inside, they eat human flesh and drink human blood. I know there is a big gap between the believers and the non-believers. It's our duty to close the gap. So when Jesus declared, eat my flesh and drink my blood, of course, all the people find difficult to accept. I explained to you before about this issue. But in short, let me say, life is in blood. And God from day one want to prepare us to receive the life abundant. And if you eat the blood of pig, you receive the life of pig. I don't think you like to be a pig. Don't receive pig's life. Same as snake. Do you want to become like snake? I'm sure you do not want. And God preserves us until a day you come to an understanding. You receive Christ Jesus. And when we receive the Holy Communion, you receive his body. And together you receive the healing and the peace that Christ has promised you. And when you receive, you partake his blood, you receive his life, and we become Christ-like. And Christ Jesus continued to tell them, then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help. So in the beginning of chapter 6, through the feeding of 5,000, Jesus draw people to him. And these people receive the food that filled their stomach. But now they have to be fed by the spiritual food, which is the flesh and blood of Christ Jesus. But how can they come to this understanding? We need His word. And this word became flesh. And what do we believe today? We are very clear. Just now, as during the baptism, we declared we believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But there are many other religions. Some believe Father, Mother, and Son, where Mother is the most important. You know what I'm referring to. And there are some Christian denominations. They believe Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but always keep emphasizing only the Spirit. And one of my teachers in the seminary wrote the book, The Forgotten Father. To the extent we have forgotten the Father, or may play down the role of the Son. Only talk about the Spirit. And of course, this is off balance. And there are some denominations declare they are the Bible Church. They believe the Holy Scripture. And actually, in the Bible itself, does not ask you to believe the Bible, but believe in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Scripture bring us to this understanding. The word is for us to understand. And if you go back to John, the whole book talk about the word became flesh and the eternal life. And you are so familiar with chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. How far can you understand this eternal life? Somehow, we thought we understand. And no question asked, and no answer given. When I came yesterday, there was a book placed on my table, and I read. It's a sermon about John 3:16. A sermon about John 3:16, and I read from beginning to the end, did not talk about the Bible. Go on and on to talk about love, this and that, without interpreting the word of God. And I think we are so used to this type of sermon. Talk anything except the Bible. We need to come back to the Bible and talk just Christ and Him crucified. In John chapter 4, yeah, let's go back to John chapter 3 again. Christ was talking to a Jew, Nicodemus, who was taught of the Torah since young. But he could not understand a lot of things about born again, about eternal life. But when come to chapter 4, Jesus spoke to a Samaritan woman. You can say, this is the Gentiles, non-believers. But when Jesus told her, whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And interestingly, this woman believed and said, give me the water I want. So sometimes we Christians for too long. And we forgo the very fundamental. in believing Christ himself. And come to chapter 5, verse 39. Jesus said, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. But I'm sorry, you're wrong. That is not the source of eternal life. The source is Christ Jesus. And it is they that bear witness about me. It's this scripture that bears witness about Christ Jesus. Yes, we need to read the scripture. But knowing a lot of scripture, a lot of knowledge, may not do you good unless you believe and understand that the scripture is the witness about Christ Jesus. And in chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 37. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life. People are still looking for food that is perishable. They just want to fill their stomach. They just want to continue the day-to-day living without thinking of the spiritual dimension. And this eternal life, this food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal. And the reason of bringing you back from chapter 3, 4, 5, 6 is for you to understand the context in chapter 6. When come to chapter 6, verse 40, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the promise of God fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Believe in him and you shall have eternal life. How can we further understand this? We can only do that through the scripture. Verse 47, Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. And Jesus was very serious. After hearing this, you may have two choices. One, you think he is crazy, talk rubbish. Or on the other hand, because he is so serious, he said, truly, truly, I say to you. Do you want to be serious and to think and to receive him and to receive the promise of the eternal life? But how can we have that? Jesus said, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. It's like a repeat of the verse 47. And now verse 54. Jesus told us how we can do that. And I do hope we see the Holy Communion seriously, partaking of his body and his blood. It's very unfortunate. There are some Christian denominations throw away the Holy Communion. They do not see any significance of doing this. They see taking a small piece of bread and drink a little bit of wine or ribena is meaningless, and they throw that away. And some denomination also feel that the water baptism is meaningless too, and they have thrown that away. Please don't. This is not uphold the episcopal tradition, but to uphold the truth recorded in the Bible. We have to be baptized into Christ and partake his body and his blood in order to receive the full life abundant as promised by Christ. And on the last day, we will be raised and to enjoy the eternal life. And when many left because they could not understand and could not take it anymore, Jesus asked, "Are you going as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" Maybe you need to know a bit about the rabbinic system. During Jesus' time and before Jesus' time, there were rabbi going around villages to teach and preach the Torah. And there will be disciples following him, wanting to be like the rabbi. So they have to follow him maybe for 10 years, 20 years. And then they do the same to go around to preach and teach, provided there are some following you. Otherwise, you will be alone. And Jesus said, "Come, follow me. You, come, follow me." And he selected 12. Beside these 12, there were many, the multitude following him. The more you have, the more famous you are. And that was in the good old days. And if your students, your disciples, slowly going away, and then you know you are going downhill. So Jesus asked them, "Why do you follow me? Are you going away?" And the answer of Simon Peter, he said, "To whom shall we go?" Can you find someone who is better than Christ Jesus? I think God would not be so limited. Of course, God say, "Worship me and me alone." But you are allowed to search and test. I did that. I tell you, I studied Buddhism. I studied Taoism. I read the Quran. You don't have to spend so much time to do all this. Take my word. Just read the Bible. It's good enough for you. The rest, you leave it to us. But I assure you, I read all this in order to make sure the decision that I made in following Jesus is the right one. And I dare to stand here and tell you this. After comparing all this, to whom shall we go? So we are not making a decision blindly. No other choices. No, you have many choices. In fact, today you can choose to go home and sleep. But you choose to come and to listen, to worship God. That is a great decision. And if you have believed, you have come to know that Christ Jesus is the Holy One of God, then you should walk closely with him and to enjoy in him. And you need to read the Bible, because the word that Jesus has spoken to us are spirit and life. And from there, you find the spirit and life. And praise God, as you continue the writing of John, almost at the end of the Bible, in 1 John 2:25, you find a conclusion. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. And the foundation is built in the Gospel of John. And as John goes on his journey with Christ, and this is the conclusion, this promise he made to us. And let us grab hold of this promise. Nothing can move us. There might be some troubles, sickness, unhappiness in life, but our hope, the sure hope of resurrection and eternal life, is in Christ Jesus. And in conclusion, I want to use two verses from Jude. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. That is something we look forward to. But in the meantime, there are certain things you and me ought to continue building yourself up in the most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. And keep yourself in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for the brothers and sisters who were baptized today. And thank you for all the others as we continue our journey to worship you, to serve you, and declare the gospel of Christ Jesus. Help us and keep us in your love and your protection. And increase our faith so that we know the promise of Christ is the eternal life. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.